Hello, Jennifer.
Yeah, we're recording.
Do I call this one to order?
The chair.
I think our commissioner usually is the chair.
Oh, okay.
This is another one of those things we only do once a year.
It's almost 3:30. We'll call this meeting to order. First item on the agenda.
The approval of the March 15th, 2021 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
That was last year?
Correct.
So did we not approve that at the regular commission meeting the following week?
The March meeting?
I don't recall us doing that. I believe the appropriate body to approve that particular set of minutes would be this body. As I recall, we had this body less met other than March 15th, 2021, and met to approve those minutes from the February regular meeting. So now, my recollection, this comports with the previous practice of this body, which is to now approve those minutes at this meeting.
Okay. Well, it will not hurt a thing. So do we have anyone that wants to make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 15th meeting?
Yep. I'll make a motion to second that.
And I made a motion to approve.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. So minutes are approved.
All righty.
On to the next item.
It's been a year, and I know our memories fail us, but last year we did not make any significant changes to the current investment policy. And first I want to go over what our investments are today, and then I'll go over what the new minimum reserves are and how we determine that with your approval. This is a summary of funds as of December 31st, 2021. And it shows in each category interest-bearing checking, petty cash, CDs, and CDRs, Simmons Trust, and debt service funds, according to water and sewer. So in the water, we currently have 20 million, almost 950,000. In the sewer, we have 21,131,000. Grand total combined, a little over 42 million. That is well above our minimum reserves of 11.8 million in water and almost 11.4 million in sewer. So we're doing very well in our funds, so we're not in any risk, nor have we been during the year, falling below those predetermined minimum reserves. Just to show you a little bit of detail of what constitutes each of these categories and amounts. This comprises our checking and money market funds. We have four accounts, well, six if you count our money market, which is a separate account on our O&Ms, but our best accounts, and then our First National Bank accounts. You can see most of our funds are housed primarily in our best because of our O&Ms for water and sewer. These are our investments that we have. They are CDs, generally 1 year maturity. They can be anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. Interest rates, as you all know, they were declining last year, and they have further declined since last year, holding pretty consistent. You can see it around 0.15 to 0.35 in both the water and sewer. So we have about 14.5 million in water and 16 million in sewer. Investment in CDs. Cumulative combined interest, each is 0.24. Simmons First Trust is the funds that we collect for access, impact, and new customer fees. We hold those funds until we can determine we have qualified capital investments for the expansion of the system, and then we reimburse Rogers Water for use of capital funds spent to expand the system. So once a year, we draw down that money if we have the qualified purchases. This is our bond accounts. If you look at the top number here, this is the amount in the bank. This is us recording our interest from an accrual standpoint. But monthly, we make payments to our bond funds for interest and principal. Those are deducted interest semi-annually and principal annually. And then this is the report that the commission and others are used to seeing. This is a breakdown of all of our funds that tie to that first sheet, where the water funds were at $20,950,000 grand total unrestricted, and then the total restricted, and then the categories at the top. And then the same for the sewerage, a little over 21 million total funds, unrestricted and restricted. So that's the report on the prior year. Just briefly, I mentioned that our interest rates.
So can you go back up? The first column is
unrestricted.
Oh, unrestricted, okay.
Yes, so that means we can use that money for whatever we deem.
How much has this changed over the course of a year?
I don't have the number in front of me, but I believe, I'm trying to remember for the commission, the report, I think it's a little over 2 to 3 million.
Okay, so it's
increased. We've gained, oh, for sure. Yeah, we've done a good job and pretty equally between water and sewer of increasing our funds in preparation for some future capital needs. Can speak more to that, but repainting of the water tower, I know we've already sent out bids and just started that project, and looking at phase two of the pollution control solids handling. So the idea is to spend down or close to when we start our budget process again soon, close to minimum, and then at that point we would issue bonds if it's needed. But we'll start our budget process next month, and then hopefully have a completed budget proposal for the commission early May. And then we'll have a better idea of where we're at on planned expenditures and use of funds.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian and Todd and I are going to meet this week to try to get that CIP, since we now have our two master plans. And a lot of that money, the city projects kind of slowed. Mm-hmm. So, but then we've got plenty to deal with it.
Just to give you a brief overview, all the money we have sitting, we earned cumulatively water and sewer about $130,000 of interest. So while interest rates are very low, when you're looking at $40 million, it's not zero. Our fees are minimal to non-existent. So while they're not as great as they were a couple of years ago, it is something that impacts our financial statements favorably. So.
I concur. We're seeing the same thing over at the city side. Mm-hmm. We're probably getting an average of 0.3 possibly on interest. Now, we do the region's investments, but I'm not seeing that they're doing any better than CDs. So I wouldn't recommend any major changes from the CDs to an investment portfolio.
Okay.
Because you are stuck with U.S. Treasuries, and the U.S. Treasury market is not good either.
I was curious because that's kind of been pushed, and I was curious if there was
I wouldn't see any. It's right now, you're no benefit with it.
Okay.
My recommendation is none or no change.
Okay. If there are no questions on that, I would like to move to item number one on other business, which is administration of the administrative policy, which we will talk about the New Year's minimum reserves.
Let's mix up.
Okay. If we look in this first left-hand side column here, these are the 2022 proposed minimum reserves that we would like your approval on. And this is the next column is to compare the prior year. So how we currently determine minimum reserves is we look at the prior year operating expenses and current year debt service. So as to say, if we had a catastrophe, could we pay all our expenses next year and pay our debt payments? So in order for that to happen in the water and the sewer fund, the water, we would need $12,655,000. And then if we back out depreciation, which is a non-cash expense, we would need $9,830,000 in the short term. So we need that available within a year.
So it's still roughly half of what we have, the balance that we have in there.
Close. I think we're at 2021, and we would need $11 to $12 million. So a little more than half, but yeah. And then for the sewer department, a little bit smaller numbers there. We don't have water purchases. We do have the plant, but prior operating expenses were $10,255,000. Debt service is $1,477,000, bringing us to $11,732,000. Remove the depreciation, and we'd need $7.3 million approximately in the short term to maintain operation. You can see how this compares to the prior year. Water increased more significantly than sewer. And that's due primarily to the water purchases. It increased the minimum reserves, $846,000. $569,000 of that is water purchases. So you can see the impact that that makes. And that was without an increase from Beaver Water District last year. But we sold a lot more water. Our sales were up. So that, in effect, increases our operating and expenses. The sewer increased only $345,000. And most of that was depreciation. So non-cash item. Briefly, just show you, this is a little more detail. This is a spreadsheet, to me, is not as user-friendly, but it shows of the funds that we have now, kind of puts them in what is minimum short-term, what is available for long-term investment, and what are other undesignated funds that we have. So this $9.8 million ties to what our current number is. We have almost $4.9 million of unrestricted funds there. This $4.9 million is, we can't really use it unless we have a reason to, or a documented reason. It's not really as available as the unrestricted. Minimum long-term, we have some CD investments that are in the 2 to 3 year category. So those are not short-term, so they would not be considered in that $9.8 million. And this is just the rest of the funds that is unearmarked that we have at our discretion. So you can see that we are $8,295,000 above the new year proposed minimum reserves as of December 31st, 2021.
Looks good.
Then I'll show you sewer, which is the same information. But really the key I like to see there is we are $9,399,000 above minimum reserves currently. That was of December 31st. So we did earmark some of the funds. You can see here for the train 2 rehab that the plan is working on right now and has been that we expect to use those funds. So they are not included as available for short term. That is all the items that I have for administration of the investment policy and the new year minimum reserve calculations. Are there any questions?
Looks good.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the appropriate for the chair to entertain a motion to approve the investment policy as presented, if that's agreeable to this body.
Okay. So do we have a motion to approve the minimum reserve policy as we have before us, as we have a motion to approve it as it's presented?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the new minimum reserve and as it's been presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
And then the final item on the agenda is the designation of the banks for banking information. This is the list of the current RWU depositories, and I would like to request that the committee approve the same list. They are RVS Bank, First Western Bank, First National Bank of Fort Smith, also known as First National Bank of Northwest Arkansas, Simmons First Trust, that should say Simmons Bank, technically. Robert corrected me, and I do apologize. Their technical name is Simmons Bank. I think that's an old terminology that we used. I thought I'd updated, but it didn't quite make it in the e-packet, so my apologies. So if you approve that, please make that distinction that it's Simmons Bank. Regions Bank and Bank OZK, and Robert has verified they are on the approved list of state depositories.
Sure, that's true. Simmons Bank and those other banks are on the state department's approved depositories.
It looks like we're well diversified between deposits.
Yeah, we
between did banks. Try. So that, I like that. Do we have a motion to approve the list as presented, RWU depositories?
You would make the recommendation to the commission for approval.
Oh, I actually go to the committee? Oh, okay. And that'll be at the next meeting?
Yeah, that's correct. This body would approve and recommend these depositories to the commission.
Okay. And Simmons is Simmons Bank. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to second that motion to approve these banks as presented with the correction of the Simmons Bank.
So, wait, now I thought you said we were going to present that to the commission.
Oh, I don't have to do a motion.
Well, to come out of this, what we want to come out of this body is a recommendation.
A recommendation. Okay, so it is a recommendation.
So, yeah, it'd be a motion to recommend to the commission to approve these depositories. So
okay.
If this body would take a vote on that, approve those, then that item will go up to the commission for approval.
Okay, so we had a motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And that is all I have to present to you today, unless you have other comments.
Wow, we did it within 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Very good. I mean, everything looks really, really good. I mean,
it's good information.
It's great we don't have the other problem.
Right. My goal right now is to basically not pay them to house our funds, to be collateralized, and you make a little bit of money. But if we're collateralized and we're not losing money, I think right now that's an okay place to be.
So I know we got $3 million committed to the train rehab. Will some of the extra say on so that'd be sewer, so on the water side,
we have the tank repainting, which is a couple $1 million.
Okay.
Four.
And then also we do have some bonds that are callable in the water. I did not include them in last year's budget because we thought we were going to be spending some water funds. I'm going to review that this year budget to see if I can get my way and pay off some bonds. We'll see what engineers do to the budget. What the capital requests are, if that's feasible. But we do have some bonds that are callable if we didn't have some capital projects.
Yeah, ultimately, yeah, you got to look at what your construction needs are for the project.
You know, and if it's worth it to pay off the old bonds and reissue new ones, you know, that's, you know.
You'll evaluate that.
Right.
So what are we paying for bond interest now?
Oh, I don't have that number off the top of my head. I know the water 2012 is about 3.
3? Okay.
But the rate that I talked to an underwriter the other day was about 2. So we could save, you know, $250,000.
But if we're going to go out after more bonds?
Would we just, you know, refund them? Or would we, you know, how would we treat
what's
that?
What's the current rate of getting bonds?
I think 2.35. Really, of course, it changes daily. You talk to an underwriter, and it's going to go up tomorrow.
Yeah, it
very well could.
You buried it today.
It very well could.
So what you're going to see in the future, if I have my crystal ball even remotely correct, is our water is doing pretty well as far as needs, investment needs, capital needs. Our sewer is another story.
The sewer is the pollution control.
So pollution control needs, I mean, we're choosing a Seymour later on at the meeting, and we anticipate that's going to be just the equipment will be somewhere around, well, we don't know exactly what's going to be right now.
But we may, Brian said, we may cover that cost up front. There's a potential with it.
Yeah, this will be a 20-something million dollar job just for the dryer replacements. Mm-hmm. Massive amount of it's over time. It's over time. The only thing that's
the sewer, there's no bond that are eligible to be called. If anything, if the project goes fine, we'll be issuing in the sewer. The waters where we might have some discretion either in the next year or in the next couple of years to possibly call a bond. But our debt service decreasing the way that we have over the last 10 years has definitely helped our financials. We've cut our bond issuances in half. So we went from 60, 70 million to now, I think a total water and sewer of 25, 30 million. So sewer only has about 9 million outstanding debt. So that's pretty good. Water, I think, has about the 20 million that we have outstanding. So.
Yeah, and just to let you know, we are, it's my intention to spend every bit of the depreciation. I mean, we need to put back in every year. We can't. We're not trying to save any of that. We are spending it. It's showing up as saving.
And you're actually better off doing it at today's value versus tomorrow's value.
There have been some construction delays from a capital standpoint within the last year. So
understandable.
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll officially adjourn this meeting.
I'm going to give one more thing here. I'm going to give you an American Rescue Plan update. I got you here. Because you've been pricing it in the paper. The U.S. Treasury has changed the rules again, of course, right? The City of Rogers was awarded $11.8 million They're now allowing the city to declare a $10 million standard allowance instead of a lost revenue calculation. So we have declared this $10 million standard allowance, which means the money can be used for government services, which opens the money up to almost anything the government spends money on at a municipality level. So we do have $1.8 million still stuck with the old rules and standards, which is water upgrades, lost revenue.
The broadband and the water was the biggies.
You know, me calling you early on going, yes, we don't have enough items to spend this kind of money on because it's a really water and broadband driven. The U.S. Treasury just changed the rules, which is really sad for the water side of this money.
Well, they're seeing that Infrastructure Act, maybe they're...
Maybe. There may be something coming through with
that's
that.
That's the money.
Yes.
The money's going from there and go through the state revolving funds.
Yes.
Be administered that way versus...
Maybe.
It's not a complete loss.
It was a little like a... Hey, tell you the bad news. The mayor has made no decisions yet on government services yet and what he wants to propose to council. We're still sitting on it right now. So I don't have any more updates on that, but I want to let you know that change happened.
Thank you for the update.
At least we know it before we start our budget.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's still there, and of course, the government services can be spent on water and sewer, which opens it up for sewer now, which does allow that. And I think he's still interested in your project that was mentioned earlier in the area down here, east side maybe? It was something like that. I think he's still interested in that.
Okay.
Lots of twos there.
Yeah, there are, isn't it? That's it. I'm not doing it, sir. Thank you, Elle, for coming.
Yeah, it was good.
Even with that news.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's good news to know.
He lets you know you're playing it, yeah. Doesn't mean it's shut off completely. We just got to use the best options we have for the money. What's the best place to spend them? Where's the most needs? Because it's extra. I mean, it wasn't planned or needed.
I don't disagree with the other because that other Infrastructure Act is out there. And it'll be, they'll, you know, through those revolving funds, it'll rank those.
It's all inside.
But you know, we're still sitting on $55 million in street funds that we can't get spent.
Mr. Chair, are we adjourned now?
Yes, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Sorry, he had adjourned us a little bit ago.
And then I shouldn't have said anything else, any other business. It's been a while.
We're not the most orderly here. Is there any other pages to sign?
Just that.
Right here. She flies them for us. She's so good.
Thank you, sir.
So this American Rescue.